Irma Parada, co-chair.
Melina Clark, council staff.
Mark Mulmer, council staff.
David Jordan, council staff.
Charles Simmons, community co-chair of PWA.
Paul Harkin, member.
Kevin Ashcroft, HHS.
Elaine Bonas, Marin, and Elsa.
Chuck Adams, community affairs.
Excellent.
Ben Kavangan, council member.
Dummit.
Consumer?
Indeed.
Indeed. Welcome. All right, so any review of the agenda? Any changes, additions before we approve? Any opposition to approving it? All right, it's approved. Take a second. Yep, look at the minutes for meeting on the 15th. All right, seeing any amendments or changes?
I'm not a co-chair. And it says co-chair Kavangan on the notes.
You're not co-chair of community engagement?
Oh, is that why it says co-chair on it?
Could you have something?
Okay, never mind then.
Have it done. All right. Any opposition to approving? All right. Minutes approved. Any announcements?
If anybody has not filled out their prioritization forms yet, we have some here. So just grab them, raise your hand, and I'll bring them to you.
And I will need these by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, I guess, but I still have.
So if you don't fill them out, I guess by the time I leave today, if you can scan it to me.
Thank you. All right, any public comment? You're our only public. All right, excellent. Needs assessment recommendation.
All right, so if you can pull out a piece of paper that says 50-plus needs assessment motions. These are motions that were drawn from the recommendations that came out of the needs assessment. They traveled through three different committees and work groups. They started at Council Affairs, did not have quorum, so that became a recommendation. And there was some verbiage added in between at either Council Affairs and or membership where they became motions. And then they were reviewed yesterday at PLWH. So because these potentially have use of funds, we'll have to address these separately, and we'll do roll call votes for three of them. So I'll just read the first one, and then it'll be discussion. There won't need to be a motion because this is coming from committee. The first one says, prioritize one-time-only emergency funds for durable medical equipment, such as eyeglasses, hearing aids, mobility assistance equipment, and special dental care. The added verbiage is develop strategies for implementation and increase accessibility to these funds by and for individuals most in need. Any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, we'll go right to a roll call vote.
Was that a hand or?
No, that was acknowledging Mr. Pierce.
Okay. Chuck Adams?
Yes.
Ben Kavangan?
Yes.
There's no Cesar. Ed Chitty?
Yes.
Elaine Flores?
Yes.
David Gonzalez?
Yes.
Is there a dean in the house? Thomas Noble?
Yes.
Paul Harkin?
Yes.
Irma Parada?
Yes.
Ken Pierce?
Yes.
Mike Shriver is out. Charles Cerrone?
Yes.
And Eric is out. All right, carries. So let's move on to the second one. Explore ways to augment mental health services specifically to address issues surrounding aging. These services should include individual psychotherapy as well as support groups with an emphasis on therapies by licensed staff or those with significant clinical expertise. These services would not be limited to clients with severe mental health diagnosis, but would be made available to those dealing with mental health challenges common to the aging population, such as depression, anxiety, loneliness, and isolation. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll do a roll call vote. This will be faster than it's on the agenda. Charles Cerrone.
Yes.
Ken Pierce.
Yes.
Irma Parada.
Yes.
Paul Harkin.
Yes.
Thomas Noble.
Yes.
David Gonzalez.
Yes.
Elaine Flores.
Yes.
Ed Chitty.
Yes.
Ben Kabangan.
Yes.
Chuck Adams.
Yes.
Carries. So let's move on to the third one. As new funds become available to create intensive case management programs specific to the aging population. Oh, sorry. I did this the same way yesterday. Emphasis, it might has to be made here. As new funds become available, comma, to create intensive case management programs specific to the aging population, inclusive of case managers skilled in working with those with complex challenges around both medical and benefits, as well as increased mobile peer advocacy. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll go right to the roll call. Chuck Adams.
Yes.
Ben Kabangan.
Yes.
Ed Chitty.
Yes.
Elaine Flores.
Yes.
David Gonzalez.
Yes.
Thomas Noble.
Yes.
Paul Harkin.
Yes.
Irma Parada.
Yes.
Ken Pierce.
Yes.
Mike Shriver. Oh, sorry. Charles Cerrone.
Yes.
Carries. So we'll go on now to the fourth one. The Community Engagement Committee will compile demographic data by COE in order to assess the possibility of bolstering gerontology services within the current COE model. The committee will also explore collaboration with the LTCCC, which stands for the Long-Term Care Coordinating Council, the Department of Aging and Adult Services, DAS, and with the Aging and Adult Services Commission, as well as gather information for analysis and dissemination within the aging population and the HCPC. The bolded is, of course, added language from committee. Any discussion? Does not require funds, so we can do hands. Please raise your hand if you're in favor of this motion. Seeing all hands up, motion carries. Thank you. This will now appear for perhaps the final time at the summit next Friday. Oh, that should have been an announcement. There's a summit next Friday. It's from 10 to 4. It's in the room, the sixth floor auditorium, room 610. Lunch and other food items will be served.
All right, so we're going on to Lisa.
All right. These also involve funds. We'll be doing these one by one. Let me just catch up here. We'll start with increased. It's pretty straightforward. If increased funding occurs, the council will reconvene to discuss this scenario. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll go right to a roll call vote. Charles Cerrone?
Yes.
Ken Pierce?
Yes.
Irma Parada?
Yes.
Paul Harkin?
Yes.
Thomas Noble?
Yes.
David Gonzalez?
Yes.
Elaine Flores?
Yes.
Ed Chitty?
Yes.
Ben Kabangan?
Yes.
Chuck Adams?
Yes.
Carries. Now we'll go to flat. If funding remains at the current level, service category resource allocation will remain level across all categories. Discussion. Okay. Seeing none, we'll go directly to a roll call vote. Chuck Adams.
Yes.
Ben Kabangan.
Yes.
Ed Chitty.
Yes.
Elaine Flores.
Yes.
David Gonzalez.
Yes.
Thomas Noble.
Yes.
Paul Harkin.
Yes.
Irma Parada.
Yes.
Ken Pierce.
Yes.
Charles Cerrone.
Yes.
Carries. And we'll go to our last one, reduced funding. In the event of decreased funding, for the first 10% of reductions, allocations for services that are covered under California's Essential Health Benefits Package will be reduced proportionately. If further reduced allocation is required, reductions will occur proportionally across all service categories. Discussion. Seeing none, we'll go directly to a roll call vote. Charles Cerrone.
Yes.
Ken Pierce.
Yes.
Irma Parada.
Yes.
Paul Harkin.
Yes.
Thomas Noble.
Yes.
David Gonzalez.
Yes.
Elaine Flores.
Yes.
Ed Chitty.
Yes.
Cesar Cadabas. Oops. Ben Kabangan.
Yes.
Chuck Adams.
Yes.
So that completes the resource allocation motions that will appear at this summit. Is there any question or any need for discussion around this process or what we'll be doing at the summit?
Just a clarification. I started reading my materials because it's quite a lot.
Yeah.
And it also is very well put together, I have to say. I'm sending it out as examples to some of the things.
Really?
But one of the things I noticed was I was looking at 2008 summit notes.
2008?
Yes. And at the bottom of it were two motions approved for us to deal with.
Oh, 2018. I'm sorry.
2018. Sorry.
That's okay. I was like, this is going to be a very interesting blast from the past.
Well, you were 10 years old.
Yeah, I mean, this is back in the day of the two full day summits.
And the one about the develop that work group to look at disparities in structural need around homeless population in HIV, I saw. But the other was to create a work group to look at systems of care and have a recommendation to bring to the full council.
That was discussed at steering, and it was decided to not create that work group because that work is actually currently happening within steering and across the council, as well as any reconvening of any roadmap group.
Okay.
It took place over the course of a couple different steering committee meetings, I think.
And we conveyed that back to folks so they know. I mean, because when you read this in prep, you know, it jumps out. Where did I miss
this? I don't know if we actually did convey that, so that might be a good thing to convey at the full council meeting. Any other questions about the resource allocation process or resource allocation itself or about the upcoming summit? It is the main goal of the summit, of course.
The notes from 1997, March, what did you read to?
Pretty dramatic,
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we weren't in existence then, so. All right, thank
all right.
you.
Material to work with there, Kevin.
Why don't you come on over here?
Yeah, I'm ready for the EPI report. And I guess we're the first to see it since it got canceled the other day, right?
Well, I think Chuck told me that
maybe
a few people have seen.
Yeah. Wow. Special Chuck.
I'm going to pass these out.
So we're still used to Susan Shearer. Is she going to be present at all, or is she just completely dunking out?
And today?
On the road to retirement. No, I mean, on
the
27th,
I think he's asking. My understanding was no, unless that's changed.
Oh.
Yeah, I think
she's retiring.
She's retiring, and I think she's out of town through like early October.
I think we wanted to thank her for all her years of...
So this wasn't on the
material. Thomas made sure to have some flour for her on behalf of the private council and village at EPH. That was
perfect
for
me. I think the one I pulled out was from last year.
So thanks again for inviting my unit to come and give you the update on HIV epidemiology in San Francisco. I look forward to hearing your feedback and your suggestions on, as we review this content, on what you think the full council would like to see and if there's any improvements that can be made. So what we're going to talk about and focus on today are some new diagnosis trends that we're seeing in the city. We'll also talk about the HIV care continuum and some other key indicators such as mortality and survival time after stage 3 or AIDS. And then we'll drill down to look at some health disparities that are persisting. The HIV epi unit, I'm on this slide here with trends. So we continue to monitor the trends in San Francisco residents, new diagnoses, deaths, and persons living with HIV. So annual diagnoses, as represented by that green line that you see, continues to decline through 2018. And in 2018, we had 197 new diagnoses. So while this new diagnosis data is subject to some reporting delay, it does suggest that overall in our city, we're continuing to observe declines in our residents. Deaths, which you see represented by that pink line, death reporting was incomplete for 2018. So the most recent data I have for you is 2017, and that was 252 deaths. And then the yellow bars on this figure represent people living with HIV, and we're still just under 16,000 persons living with HIV. And we have an aging epidemic here in San Francisco.
You're all aware.
About 67% of our persons living with HIV are older than 50 years, and then 30% are over 60 years.
Can I ask a